Chuckles and Coconuts, please subscribe.
Welcome back, guys, to
Chuckles and Coconuts.
And today we are back with another Unpopular Opinions. And we have some fun ones today, so let's get started.
Melissa, I'm traumatized.
Okay, the pole dancing fitness trend is absolutely cringeworthy and tragic and not sexy at all. This attempt to rebrand pole dancing as pole has always come off as a see-through attempt to pretend you're not just doing it for attention. Yes, I know people like to get out of their shells, but it's just so on the nose, it ends up feeling really juvenile. Sure, it's very hard, no doubt about that, but it's basically just sexualized gymnastics. What do you think? What do you think about that? Because I've been seeing a lot of these TikTok trends of like people like
pole dancing?
swinging it around.
As long as you can swing it.
No, for real. It's like, for me, I'm actually jealous. I'm going to be so transparent. I get jealous of seeing women that can just go up and down on the pole like that. When I try and do that, I look like a firefighter. I'm not even lying. I'm telling you. Have you ever thought of doing pole dancing?
I never once.
Oh, yeah. Neither have I. Really? You've never seen those fitness classes where people get pulled. So it's just me?
Probably just you. Okay. Because you're kind of weird. Anyways, next one. Wishing your dead relatives a happy birthday on social media is nothing but a ploy for attention.
Tell us what you think of that.
I think sometimes it's just like, well, there's like both sides, right? Sometimes people are talking about it just so that they don't forget that person. But then also, I really do believe it's like a attention thing. Also, I just go back. So our mom died. Sad. Rest in peace, Tafua. We miss you. But we had this one relative, not even a close relative. My mom passed away like an hour already. She's already like dead, you know? And then Rose comes in bawling her eyes out. Oh my gosh. Ah! Hella crying. I'm just like, dude. And mind you, all of us, we all didn't cry like that. We're like, oh my gosh, mom, we love you. Rest with the birds up above. I don't know. But she comes and she's like, oh my gosh, auntie. Ah! And I'm just like, dude, who is this girl? And it's just like, and we were all like, and I remember my uncle, wait, who is she? And I was like, dude, I don't even know. But then that was a ploy for attention. I will always remember it because I remember I was sitting there and I had tears in my eyes. And then I was looking at her and then my face went like.
No, really. And then remember when we got in the elevator? So. We were at the hospital.
Oh, I forgot. Before I forget. And then she looks at us. She's laying over my mom's body. Why aren't you guys crying? Girl, we already cried. You're a little late. You were a little late to the party. Tafu has been dead for like an hour or two.
Gosh. Lissa.
It's true.
No, really, though. Because when we got in the elevator, many of us wanted to just boppity bop her ass. Because she was so annoying.
No, when I was in the elevator, I was still just like. And then right after she was done, like literally 10 minutes after, hey, are you okay? How are you? Literally made that whole scene for what? But I will say, she's a really good actress. Really good at acting. Maybe it wasn't an act, I don't know. But then the whole time I was sitting there, I was just thinking about all the mean things my mom said about her as she's crying at the bed. And I'm just like, girl, go ahead. Go ahead and cry.
Dang, Lissa. Gosh, damn.
Maybe we should cut that part out.
No, leave it in. You want to know why? Because it's true. I mean, I feel like it actually correlates with this one. Where it says people should not act like they were best buddies with someone who just died.
Ooh, yeah. I remember this one girl in our school. I don't know, but she passed away. And I remember them not being friends at all. But, like, during, like, her little, like, memorial thing, she was my best friend. I loved her so much. We hung out every day. She sat in the corner by herself, and you were all the way on this side. Be so for real. Stop lying. You know where liars go?
To hell.
Not with the birdies above.
That's true. For me, I just don't like it when people do that. It's like, okay, you didn't care about them when they were alive. You didn't. And all of a sudden they're dead and you want to claim this relationship, this friendship that you thought that you had. Like, be for real.
Long live Taufua. We miss you.
Go ahead. I never had to bleep out her name because you'd be doing that. I can't. Oh my gosh. It says deviled eggs are foul. That's what it says. It says it's the worst food ever invented. It's like eating the mushy, congealed version of an egg. The smell is horrendous, like a sulfur bomb that lingers forever. And the paprika and pickles on top, they just make the whole thing even more confusing and gross. First off, your mom's foul. Second, who the heck puts pickles on top?
People's moms.
We were just talking about our mom, too.
Yeah, but that's fair. She's dead.
Well, this is what I don't like, though. How do you not like deviled eggs?
I don't like
eggs. And I think adding pickles on top, that's extra. That's the reason why you don't like it. Because you haven't ever had good deviled eggs in your life. You haven't. Your mom doesn't know how to cook. That's the problem. If you be out here having deviled eggs with pickles on top, I have never had that in my life. That is disgusting. What? What did you see?
Nothing. I seriously don't see anything. I don't really have an opinion on deviled eggs.
What? Do you not like deviled eggs?
I never tried it.
What?
Yeah.
Oh, that's probably a Balangi thing, though.
Yeah.
It is. Balangi people eat deviled eggs. My husband's Balangi, yeah.
Okay. That's fair.
It's keep good, going. Though, when he makes it. It is. Oh, this is what it says. News reporters should not be allowed to give their opinions. It should not even be a debate. If it's about the news, it has to stay objective. Otherwise, it's not the news anymore. It's about your point of view. This is my opinion, and I think it's the best one. But what do you think about it?
I don't watch the news, if I'm completely honest.
But do you think that people shouldn't be allowed to give their opinions as news reporters on the news?
I think they should.
It's just like us sitting on this podcast, giving our opinions that you don't care for. it's just like every podcaster out here giving opinions that you don't care for. It's the truth. Like, do you know how many people tell us, like, remember that time, though, where we told everyone, like, you're not a life coach just because you started working out?
Yeah.
And people were mad at us. They're like, how are you going to let two obese women give their opinion? Bitch, I'm not obese. It's the camera angles. Your mama. Like, the fact that you're over here trying to call me obese. Let me see a family photo. What about that? Don't be coming for me.
See ya.
Like, get up out of here.
You'd be very bad.
What? Lessa, didn't you talk about...
I would never say such a thing.
Oh, well, I did. So, it's your fault. Which one do you see?
Large engagement rings look tacky and gaudy. Is that what it is? G-A-U-D-Y?
Yeah.
Let me see yours.
Oh! This is not big.
Show the camera. Loki, it looks like a tent on a finger.
What? This is the smallest ring known to man. No, I've seen smaller. But like, please.
I think it looks a little tacky, not gonna lie.
Really? Why?
My dream engagement ring is really small, like this. I don't know. It just
so you
like,
want people to see your sausage fingers more than your when people show more
their
than your ring.
Their ring fingers like a little like this because the ring is so heavy.
This is,
and a little
heavy. This is not heavy at all.
She's in denial.
What?
You're in denial.
No, I'm not. Have you seen these celebrities out here with like big rings that look like they're Super Bowl champions?
So just like
have you seen that
here? It looks a little weird.
No,
but that's just my personal opinion. That no one asked for.
So, future husband of Lessa, please get her the smallest engagement ring so you can show her how much you love her. Very, very little.
I don't think love comes from the ring. I think
but
it comes
really?
From the relationship. But yeah, I don't want to wear a big old
ring. I don't think so either. But the fact that you're sitting over here being like, wow, that's so big. This is not big, I promise you. My husband could have done way better. Honey, please. Do way better. What? It's the truth. It's been 11 years. This is all I get.
Zion.
What? I can complain.
She wants to wear a...
I want to wear a Super Bowl ring. That's what I want.
Keep going.
The worst thing to happen in the music industry is stan culture. The blind love for creators in the music world has gone way too far. artists with a large enough fan base can drop literally anything that they want and it'll be successful, even if it's not at a high enough standard of quality. Stans are also at fault for not holding their idols accountable for their missteps, writing off major issues as intent and another display of their sheer genius when it's purely dull and uninspired music. So people that have like a blind love for like the musicians and the people that they follow. Something's wrong with y'all. Y'all need to hold your people accountable. Like, I'm not gonna lie. Maybe we should not talk about this. Because, I will. What, Taylor Swift?
What about her?
Whenever Taylor Swift comes out with something, y'all be out here just like, and if anyone says anything negative about Taylor Swift, y'all are like, oh, y'all are the worst. I actually love Taylor Swift. But like, come on, girl, you didn't need to come out with those. Like, did you see that she came out with those like vinyl discs? Like, she came out with like so many different versions of vinyl discs. Girl, save the earth. Like, you didn't have to waste that much plastic. It's the truth. It's the truth.
Yeah.
I'm telling you.
Well, I don't know. I don't really follow celebrities.
She
like
doesn't.
That.
She doesn't.
If I like a song, I like your song. If I don't, I don't.
But you're not like a huge diehard fan?
Not really. Yeah, not really. I'm the worst person to ask.
I knew. That's the reason why I was like, I don't know if we should read that one.
This one says, graduation ceremonies are so unbearable. High school and college graduations are great accomplishments, but these ceremonies are becoming so unbearable to sit through. I agree. I went to a graduation this past month, and I'm pretty sure all the high schoolers were sleeping. They walk, and then they sleep. Like, no one's listening to the speeches. No one. Not even your grandpa or your grandma. Because they were on their phones. I was looking around. But it's just, like, so long for what? Just walk, get your diploma, and then leave.
You don't listen to the heartfelt speeches that are done by the valedictorians?
And they're all, like, the same. They all are the same.
No, you're not wrong about that, though.
When we were in kindergarten, from kindergarten to 7th grade, from 7th grade to 10th grade. Dude, no one cares. We graduated, we're getting our diploma, and we're getting the hell out of there. No one cares. No one listens to the speeches. They all care about how they're going to look when they go on the stage and then when they leave. And if you are listening, you are a great person. I just might suck, as well as everyone else around
you. You don't get emotional and cry when you hear the speeches?
No, because I never was emotional and I cried when I was in high school or middle school or elementary. I don't care. Just give me my diploma and let me go. I don't want to like sit through and then hear the teachers talk, hear the principals talk. It's just like, for what? I had a great time with you. Now it's time for me to depart and go bye-bye. You know? Is that just me? Am I being rude?
No.
Well, the energy is giving me, I'm correct. The energy from all sides of the angles of the room is saying that I'm right.
Thank you.
But, yeah. Also, poly graduations? So big. So big. Don't you feel like it's like a, you know, like how they do it? Hella lays, hella chihus, hella dancing. But then I heard it's not really an accomplishment. It's just what you have to do. Would you agree?
If, like, it's not really an accomplishment to graduate from high school?
Would you say it's an accomplishment, or would you say it's like something you have to do?
I would say it's an accomplishment. I mean, I would say it's an accomplishment because I don't know if you know this, but like Polly's actually really struggled to graduate from high school.
Really?
Yeah. I mean, that could never be us. We graduated. But like, I mean, but it's true though. Like for me, it's an accomplishment.
Yeah.
I mean, come on. And Polly's do it best when it comes to graduation. Like, remember, did you see yourself? We should put a picture up of you when you graduated.
Yeah, and I hated it.
What?
Yeah.
You had so many lays.
I couldn't
breathe.
I got
like four because I went to a Balangi school.
I didn't like it.
Really?
Yeah. All those candies led to my diabetes that I have right now.
Oh. Do you ever wonder? Do you ever wonder if that's like
I don't
a
know,
you problem?
But, like, and then the lays, they get like super a little tacky, like the ramen noodles, really.
You know what's the craziest lay I've ever seen on a poly a toilet seat? Someone literally
just
like wrapped up a toilet seat and put it around someone's neck for graduation. No, my most favorite one though is the Happy Meals. Did you see that one this year? where someone like put Happy Meals as a lay. They made like a Happy Meal lay and they put it on there. That was fire. Is it
the one with the cheeseburger?
Whoever did that, y'all
are
amazing.
I had a cheeseburger lay, but then by the time that it was time to eat it, it was all moldy.
Oh, please. Don't be acting like you would never eat a moldy ass cheeseburger lay.
Well, in desperate times and in desperate needs, you kind of have to do what you have to do.
I was like, don't ever act like you wouldn't eat that lay. I have no doubt she still ate it. I have no doubt. I'm telling you, what about this? It literally says, laying your seat back on a long flight is an okay thing to do if you want. Unless it's during a meal or something, there's no reason for someone to get upset at the person in front of them for laying their seat back an inch or two, especially if the seat in front of them is already down as well. And let's be honest, 99% of us want to do it anyways. Most of us are worried about inconveniencing the person behind us, a noble thing for sure, but I don't think it should have to be that way. What do you think? Have you ever laid your seat back on a flight?
I never go on planes. Very rare.
So, you know, but if someone like leaned their seat back, you wouldn't be like, oh, go ahead, do that while I'm sitting right behind you.
Oh, actually, I do remember. I was just a little kid, but I remember this big man was behind or in front of me and he laid his seat back. And I remember I was just sitting there looking at my mom like, I can't breathe.
And you just let him mush you to death?
Like, did you want me to massage your bald head?
Lissa.
But I didn't really mind.
No, if a man had leaned his seat back on the flight and he was so close to me, I'd whisper in his ear. I'm like, you're an asshole. You're an asshole for laying your seat back. I would.
Can I have your Biscoff cookie? Give me your snacks.
I'm telling you, I literally, because why the hell you be doing that? On a 1 hour flight, bitch, you couldn't wait. You could not wait.
Well, if it's like to Australia or something like that.
Yeah, I'm cool. I'm chill though. Like, if you want me to hug you and hold you while you sleep for the next 6 hours, by all means, go ahead. Just know I'm getting comfortable too. Because like, what in the world? Like, he's just laying on my lap. Have you ever been on Spirit? Trust me. You're pretty much holding each other on that flight. That's why the flights are so cheap. Is because you're literally like holding the other person in front of you and in behind you. It's just like a threesome cuddle.
Wow. Listen to this. And I think it's so true. Good singers shouldn't be allowed to do karaoke. It ruins it for everyone else.
Why are you sighing? I don't know why. Why are you
the point of karaoke is that it's fun and funny. Because everyone sucks. Except for the good singer.
I think that's some BS. Y'all are just mad y'all can't sing.
I remember we would do karaoke with my sisters. So Ziyoung can sing. And I remember I'd do it so fun, right? And then she comes. Oh,
oh, oh. That is an exaggeration.
Dude, who invited you?
That is get an out exaggeration. Of here.
If you know how to sing, you're not allowed to touch the mic, dude. And then she's like singing it up there. Like she's like really like performing. And so it's just like, okay. Well, on to the next game. Who wants to play Uno?
So you think that like
people and she was sing- like, and then she's just like, wait, next song. Wait, let me sing a Mariah Carey song. Oh, wait, next song. Kuso, come sing with me. And Kuso can sing too. And so it's just like an actual performance instead of like something fun. Loser. I can't sing. And I'm pretty sure a lot of people know that.
Wow, Lissa, it's true. How you really feel.
And like when so, I would like go out with friends and then the one that can sing, everyone's just quiet and they're just like, wow, she's really good. But then everyone else that sucks, it's super fun because you suck. But we all suck. It's like a sucking community.
So only people that suck, that are part of the sucking community, can sing.
No, that can do karaoke. But if you're good at singing, take your mic to a studio and sing over there. Just don't sing with us. And Lissa, that's not an opinion, it's a fact.
Lissa, I can't. No, what I don't like, though, is when you go and you sing karaoke and someone who's way fire, like, sings in front of you, and then you're like, oh, and you're next. And so then you have to do a song like We Are Family or YMCA. Like, you have to keep it simple because you don't want to look stupid because the person in front of you is singing.
I remember we did a talent show thingy-majigger, and there's this one girl, her name was Jasmine, and it was me and my other friend, and she sang really good, and then we're over there. I have a uke, and I'm just like, oh, shoot. Am I really going to sing right now after she just sang? And so I just pretended I had to use the bathroom, and then we never went up. And Miss Girl had to do it by herself because I was so scared. To this day, we're not friends. I think she holds it against me.
Dipping fries into Wendy's Frosty is disgusting. Don't get me wrong. I love Wendy's fries and I love their Frosties too, but not together. Who even came up with this idea? Dipping a hot, salty fry into a cold, sweet treat. It just doesn't make that that much sense to me.
Yeah, it's nasty.
What?
Yeah.
Why?
It's nasty.
What? Okay, I'm not going to lie. I had to get used to it. But like once you start doing it over and over again, it actually becomes good.
No, it never becomes good. It becomes nasty. And nastier the more you do it.
What?
It's true. It's a fry for your burger, not a fry for your ice cream.
Wow.
So if you do it, you're kind of weird.
Well, then what's the weirdest food craving you've ever had? What's like the weirdest thing that you've ever eaten?
Probably, what is it called? Ah, oh, what is it called in Wyoming? Anyways, it was bull's balls, but it was really good. What is it called? Rocky Mountain oysters. Rocky Mountain oysters.
You said that you ate bull's balls.
That's what it is.
It's oysters?
No, it's not. That's what I thought too. But I remember I went to someone's house and then they're like Rocky Mountain oysters.
So you. Really...
But then it was like fried, and I was like, well, I am in Wyoming. So you what actually... else do I expect? So I ate it, and then they're like, do you know what you just ate? And they're all giggling. I was like, no, what is it? You just ate bull's balls.
Jesus,
but then I was like, shoot, balls. I'll have five more.
You can't have five more balls.
Can I have the rest of the plate? Really good.
The weirdest thing I've ever eaten, though, I've eaten cheese-covered maggots. That's the most weirdest thing I've ever eaten. Fried. Don't play with me. Fried. I've eaten them fried. And that's the most weirdest thing I ever did. It was for extra credit in zoology class. Hey, it's better than balls.
For extra
the balls
credit,
of a bull.
You should go eat some maggots.
I'm never going to look at a bull the same. Because I'm never going to look at a bull the same because you ate the balls. Now I'm going to...
It's good.
So should we go try it?
Yeah.
Okay, cool. I'm down. I've eaten worse.
It tastes like a fried chicken.
Really?
So if you just keep it out of your mind that it's a bull, you know, it tastes really fine. But if you're eating it knowing that what it is, it's not going to taste good because you know what it is. But if you're just blind, what is it called? Ignorance is bliss. It tastes really good. It tastes very blissful.
Very bally.
Rocky Mountain oysters.
Well, thank you guys for watching another episode of Chuckles and Coconuts. And we will see you next time. Bye.
Bye.
Chuckles and Coconuts.